This is Long-Term Care Connections for March 19, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. WACA salutes our members for their active advocacy this legislative session and urge you to engage with us. WACA's advocacy work is fueled by our members' voices. This direct engagement in the media and in legislative hearings is crucial to our mission of protecting and supporting our members' interests with state and federal elected officials. Our members are stepping up in a big way this legislative session, and we want to acknowledge our champions. Check out this week's issue of LTC Connections online for links to the powerful testimonies, op-eds, and letters to the editor that our members have published in recent weeks. RCS has announced a new training opportunity for nursing home providers. Residential Care Services, in the Aging and Long-Term Support Administration of DSHS, has joined WACA and Leading Age Washington to conduct a free webinar for nursing home providers and their staff. The webinar, NH Pilot, Reporting and Investigation of Facility Reported Incidents, will introduce RCS's Nursing Home Pilot for Medium and Low Harm FRI Investigations, clarify state and federal regulatory requirements, share CMS reporting tools, and promote joint training partnerships. The webinar will be held April 9th. Visit the WACA events calendar to register today. DSHS has issued a new Dear Provider letter regarding the usage of portable electric space heaters in long-term care facilities. Find the link to read the letter in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Have you checked out the on-demand education opportunities on WACA's Learning Hub? WACA has several courses available for caregivers, nurses, and administrators of both skilled nursing and assisted living facilities. We're adding new content all the time. Visit education.waca.org to find both live and on-demand courses that might be of interest to you or your team. In today's grassroots update, it's time to ready, aim, fire. Key state budget proposals are slated for release next Monday and may feature Medicaid rate cuts and or freezes for assisted living and skilled nursing. Because these proposals should receive public hearings Monday afternoon, we must prepare to respond powerfully on short notice. To that end, Eric Negemir will be hosting virtual office hours to help advocates prepare to testify and connect with their legislators at this critical juncture. Contact Eric Negemir at waca.org to register, or find the links on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is open for the WACA Annual Convention, May 19 to 21 in Tacoma. Reserve your spot today and join us as we illuminate the journey to a more fulfilling career in long-term care through expert presenters, engaging opportunities to connect with your peers, and community-building activities. Associate business members, tables for the exhibit show are nearly sold out. Don't delay to purchase your membership package or renewal. Visit waca.org for more information. Are you an administrator for an assisted living facility? Now's your time to lead. WACA's Lead Executive Training Program begins March 25th. This multi-day, fully virtual workshop will prepare you to become a more capable and confident assisted living administrator. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the education calendar on waca.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.